house of God, you're my disciples. As long as you continue praying and fasting, you're my disciples. As long as you continue to visit the sick and take an active part in church, you're my disciples. As long as you keep your job in its right perspective and don't let it come between you and God, you're in the right place.
Amen.
Come on, brother.
Come on, brother.
Amen. If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed.
Amen. Yeah. Come on.
And you shall know the truth.
Yeah.
And the truth shall make you free.
Yes. Glory to God. Bless you, Jesus.
Amen. What can make us free? This?
Amen.
Let me see him wave tonight a little bit.
Praise the Lord. Yes.
This will set us free from sin.
Yes.
It'll set us free from the bondage of sin.
Amen.
It'll set us free from inhibitions, hang-ups. It'll set us free from nervous conditions.
Yes.
It'll deliver us out of every hand of the enemy. Yes. It'll set our soul that we can shout in the house of God. One of the greatest problems we have today is a shame. We are ashamed to lift up the name of Jesus. We're afraid of what somebody will say to us. And if we don't confess him before men, he will not confess us before his Father in heaven. If we don't lift up Jesus, then he won't lift up us. And so we go just a little bit deeper into bondage. We go just a little bit further down. And we shut up our mouth. And we do not declare the word of God to those that we come in contact with. And because we do not declare the word of God to those we come in contact with, their blood is upon our hands. And we go deeper and deeper into bondage. Hallelujah. And all the time we call ourselves Christians. We're Abraham's seed. We've never been in bondage to anybody. We're lying and we don't realize how far away from God we've gotten.
Yes.
Amen. If we were close to God like we say we are, this house would be full tonight.
Yes.
This house would be full tonight. This altar would be full tonight if we were where we ought to be. Don't tell me we are or we're not. But I'm telling you a little bit later on, there is deliverance.
Yes.
God can set us free.
Yes.
He can fill this house.
Yes.
He can fill the altar.
Yes.
And he can fill your heart tonight.
Oh, glory. Come on, God.
How many times have you heard recently we're living beneath our privilege? A lot of times. We've heard it and we've heard it and we've heard it. And it seems like just pouring water on a duck's back. That duck don't get wet. It just goes off the end. It just sheds water just like it was nothing. And what am I talking about? We've got the hard shell and the smooth surface. And we've got just a real pretty exterior, but the inside is just as hard as it can be. And we've come into a heart of stone and we've lost our heart of flesh. They don't seem like nothing can touch us anymore. Don't make no difference how hard your preacher preaches. It don't make any difference how many times the Holy Ghost speaks. It don't make any difference how long that the Holy Ghost interprets. Our hearts are hardened to this thing. And because our hearts are hardened to this thing, God no longer comes on the scene and delivers us. We need to get that shell broken tonight.
Yes.
We need God to deliver us, to set us free and deliver us.
Yes.
Amen. I can do anything I feel like I've been born again. Oh, hallelujah. When you get really born again, you can do what you feel like. But it won't have anything to do with sin.
Amen.
What's that one preacher said? I can drink all the beer I want to, except I don't want to drink any. I can sin all I want to, except I don't want to sin. Oh, hallelujah. I can go to church all I want to because that's all I want to do. I can have all of God all I want because that's all I want. We don't need anything else but him. He told me to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Yes.
If all I need is him, then he'll supply everything I need. That plain and simple. You don't have to worry about your house payments when you're serving God.
Amen.
You don't have to worry about your bank account, how big or how little it is, when you're serving God. You don't have to worry about your car payments when you're serving God. You don't have to worry about your church payments when you're serving God. You don't have to worry about your utility bills when you're serving God. God's there to supply our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. If God set us free, let's be free, Brother Ronnie. Let's be free. Let's not let those sins hold us any longer, but let us be delivered tonight and never be bound again as long as we live. So help us, God. Praise the Lord. Jesus answered them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever commit a sin is what? A servant of sin. There have been so many things creep into our church. There are so many things creep into our individual lives until it's crowded God out. And we've got to the point where sometimes we're just like Samson. We come to the house of God and we shake ourselves. And it feels like it used to feel, but it don't feel quite right. We have a shaking on the outside, but we don't feel the quiver on the inside. But we keep right on shaking because it looks like it used to. We keep right on praying because it sounds like it used to, but there's something just a little bit different. There's so many things that have crept in that suddenly we find ourselves bound and tied up by the devil, and we're not loosened. We don't get our prayers through. Our family's lost without God. And in our prayers, we pray for people to be healed. They just simply are not healed. And we look around and look who we're going to blame, and all we need to do is just fall down on the altar and say, God, it's me. It ain't nobody else but me. Lord, come down on me tonight. Don't worry about who's sitting around you or what their faults are. But look at A number one first, and God will clean you up, and then they'll see enough light in you that they'll change themselves.
Amen, brother. Come on.
Amen. Amen. Whosoever commit a sin is a servant of sin. A servant. A servant. That servant gets paid too. Oh, yes. Bible tells me the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. All right. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever commits sin is a servant of sin. He's a servant. He's bound to it. He belongs to it. Wherever sin goes, he's there.
Yeah, amen. Yes, he is. Glory to God. Come on, brother, pastor, preach.
Amen.
Preach.
Amen. Amen. Come on.
Yes,
you know, in the midst of this generation, where the anointing of the Holy Ghost is almost a thing of the past.
Come on, brother. Come on, brother. Tell him. Name it. Come on.
Where people coming together according to the dictates of God's word, lifting up holy hands unto God, magnifying the name of the Lord.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
It's almost done.
Amen. That's it.
You might as well face it.
Amen.
Unless we have revival.
Yes, brother, come on.
It will be worse than the days of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Come on, brother, come on now. Tell it, come on.
When cities in our nation will elect a gay governor.
Amen.
Mayor. Senators. And we're a nation supposedly under God. Something's wrong. When we, as Christians, have not enough power to pray the taverns and the bars closed.
Come on now, that's preaching.
There's something wrong.
Come on now, that's the truth. Come on, brother.
When dance halls spread faster than the word of God, there's something wrong.
Yes, amen.
When sin is rampant on every hand, there's something wrong.
Yes.
When prostitutes are on every corner of every town, of every city in this nation, there is something wrong.
Amen.
This United States, and not only the United States, but the world itself, is in its death throes tonight. It's ready to die as far as God is concerned.
Amen.
And God's people, what few there are left, are all that's holding this United States together against the powers of the world. That's it. It has got nothing to do with the arsenal of the United States. It has nothing to do with the defense system or the missile system or the Star Wars package. It has to do with a good few Christians that gather around different places throughout the world praying on their knees, saying, God, deliver our country.
Yes.
God, save our lost families. God, bring them out of sin while there's still time. But as that number begins to dwindle and get smaller and smaller, and more are bound by sin, you will see this country going into a worse condition. And this is the last time it will get in that condition, I want you to know. Because the next sound that's going to come is Jesus Christ sending his servant out there to blow that trumpet. And the dead in Christ are going to rise out of this world. And those that are alive and remain, those Christians and only the Christians, are going to be caught up out of this world.
Amen.
This is the last time that the United States will go down. Our GNP for this past year rose, I believe it said, a greater percentage than it had since, what, 1951, something like that. Our growth grew at a greater rate than it had in a number of years. Dow Jones, the stock market is rising day after day, setting new records seemingly. Oh, but this isn't the growth of the United States. This isn't the power of the United States. The power of the United States rests in this, in God we trust, and in no other name. And unless we get back to God we trust, this country is sold under. It's already almost there. And unless God people can play revival and play revival and say, God save, it's gone.
Amen.
Glory to God. Praise God.
And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the son abideth forever.
Amen.
I said like that, we have been made heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We reign as sons of God and daughters of God, and we can abide forever. But that servant of sin will be bound. He'll be cast into hell after a while.
Yes.
But we can abide forever. There's more to abiding than just being somewhere. Abiding, I feel like, is this. It's got a glorious meaning to it. It means that we can be joyous wherever we might be at. We can be happy and contented where we're at. Amen. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed.
Yes, amen.
Glory.
Come on. Praise the Lord.
Son, therefore, shall make you free. You shall be what? Free indeed. What will that freedom do for you?
Make you happy. You ever see a happy person sitting down there with a growl, just a growl on their face all the time and moaning and crying and complaining about whatever's going on? That ain't a happy person.
A happy person isn't always concerned about what everybody else is doing because he's satisfied where he's at.
Amen.
Come on. Man.
Amen.
He ain't got his nose stuck in everybody else's business either.
Amen.
That's right. That's right. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed.
Yeah.
Then it's very evident that God's people, so-called, are not free.
Come on,
this church is not free tonight. If it were free,
it'd be full.
Amen.
Come on.
So in that case, we must be bound. And there is only one that can live with us, that's Jesus. down. As I preached last night, we come down to God's altar. Confess every sin before Him. Not only confess them, but forsake them.
Yes.
Leave them all behind. Give it all. Don't go back to them no more. Don't ever even look at them again. Wrong, and you go down, you ask God to forgive you, you've got no business touching it no more.
Amen. Come on now. Come on.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'll tell you one other thing tonight. I don't want you to get mad at me. One sign of bondage is this.
Come on, brother.
Lord have mercy.
Come on. Come on. Come on.
We talked so many times about how it used to be. Well, it ain't used to be no more. It's now. It's now. That's right. And if our grandmas had to obey the Lord as they were moved upon, we need to.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I just don't feel moved upon. Well, you need to get close to God where you can be.
Yes.
Come on. Hallelujah.
First got saved, they told me immediately. It's time for you to get sanctified and start praying through to the Holy Ghost. They didn't wait no week about it. They told me the night before I went home. And I looked around when those people began to sing. Just the first service. They didn't have to wait like the preacher got through preaching or somebody got through a good testimony before they began to feel the Spirit of God. They didn't have to have somebody come in and tell them when to shout or what to shout. But when they begin to sing, God descended upon them. And I'm going to tell you some of the things that God moved upon them. For these reasons. When they felt the Spirit of God, they yielded to it. If the man's sitting over here and there's nobody over there, I'm glad there ain't. If the man's sitting over there, the preacher's up preaching, the Spirit of the Lord comes on him, he takes off running.
Yes. Come on. Glory to God. Shut up.
Bless him, Jesus.
Preacher, don't stop.
Come on.
Shut
Hallelujah.
Up.
He don't wait for nothing else. He keeps right on preaching.
Yes.
Some good sister stands up against the praise of the Lord. He don't stop the preaching. Somebody stands up against the speaking the Holy Ghost. He don't stop the preaching. Thank God. Hallelujah. The sister began to praise God. They began to sing the praises of God. They had the old wooden floors. They began to hear those feet begin to tap behind them seats. You knew God was moving in the congregation. You knew God was moving somewhere. There was a sound begin to go forth throughout the building. There was deliverance coming from God. They had their prayers prayed up when they come to the house of God. Anymore, y'all have an altar call. They get down and pray 5 minutes and they think they've been there an hour and they're ready to go home at 9 o'clock.
Glory.
Amen. Hallelujah. Can't wait till they get home to see their favorite movie or a program on television. I've got news for you. That's one of the things that's bound God's house up. They've got more attention to that than they have to the Word of God.
Amen.
They can tell you whatever things going on in Dallas, but they can't tell you the first word in Matthew.
Come on.
This is life. This is merit. This will set you free of anything short of it. It's a counterfeit unto God. We need to cry out to God. God, deliver us. God, set us free. God, give us revival. When those good saints come to the house of God, they were prayed up. They didn't have to go down the altar and pray through so God could bless them first. They came to the house of God looking holy.
Come on.
If one of them cut their hair off a little bit, the other one was the first one to get there and tell them, sister, you've seen, you need to get down and pray through. And they had enough God about them, they sat in the right way to pray through.
Amen.
And they come back to the house of God the next night and shouted with them. You know, God don't bless people that cut their hairs off.
Praise
the Lord.
Amen. Come on. Now let's run.
You hear me?
Amen. Come on.
Amen. You cut off your glory.
Uh-huh.
It's on the floor.
Yes.
It's gone.
Yes. Glory to God. Thank you,
Same way with young men having long hair, it's an abomination in the eyes of God.
Come on!
Don't you expect God to bless you when you're living in open rebellion against Him?
Yes!
Don't expect it! But you come down under the nature and hour of admonition of God Himself according to the Word of God, and He will bless you and set you free. Glory, glory, glory. What's holding you in those seats? Don't sit there no longer, but praise God. If you feel like running, don't you wait for nothing. If you feel like shouting, shout. You make sure it's God when you do it, and you make sure you do it when it's God.
Amen.
I was raised up under establishment. We didn't even preach tithes. Well, I never heard about that until I was about 20, 25 years old. Didn't even know what it was about. But I want you to know that that came out of the goodness of the heart, made up for more tithes than we learned later, learned to pay. We put in more of them by nature because God dealt with us than we did later on when we knew it was 10%, and that was all. But it is not all. He said, you've robbed me in tithes and in offerings. Besides that, you've robbed me in those things. He said, bring all of them into the storehouse of God. Out of them. If you leave them home, then you're a God robber. It ain't got a thing to do with Brother Sapp. It ain't got a thing to do with me, but it's an answer of a pure conscience before God. That's right. Amen. I feel good tonight. I feel that maker. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If the Son of God has set you free, you're going to be free. And if you're bound tonight, you're not set free. And you need to be set free. The greatest thing in the world that will bind you is sin itself. And if you're bound by sin tonight, God wants to deliver you. If you've had nothing but trouble on your house, in your house, on your job, everywhere you've been, it seems like there's been nothing but trouble. Your family's been sick and you can't get a prayer through and nothing can help them.
Come on.
God is knocking on your heart and doing His best to let you know He wants to deliver you.
Amen.
Amen. He wants to set you free.
Hallelujah.
He don't like you bound. He loves you like a son. He loves you like a daughter. He wants you to be like a son and a daughter. But He cannot bless that son or that daughter when they're not in His house and they're not in His will.
That's it. Come on.
I've heard about a few earthly fathers that cut their sons and daughters completely out of their will. Why? Because they've done such an ungodly thing that they could not have any confidence or any love anymore for them. Lord, help us that we're not cast out of God's will.
Come on, brother.
Amen.
Glory!
Well, I've been here about 35 minutes now, and I don't feel like I've even got started.
Preach on, brother. Preach on.
Praise the Lord. I love the Lord. Matthew 16th chapter, verses 18 and 19.
Bless you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Come on, brother.
Amen. On. I love the Lord. You yourselves know I don't preach this long usually. But I'll tell you what, when you get in studying with God, you start praying and fasting, it's kind of hard to shut up sometimes. Still never have done what my daddy did one night. I preached 2.5 hours and everybody thought a thing about it. Amen. Matthew 16, chapter verses 18 and 19. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter. Peter, meaning a small stone, or Cephas was another name they used for Peter. It's a small stone. Small stone. And upon this rock, not on Peter, but upon the rock, I will build my church.
Yes.
I will build my church. Have you ever tried to stand against God before? It don't work. He said He was going to build a church.
Yes.
He's been working on it now, soon be 2,000 years.
Amen.
Ain't nobody stopped Him yet.
No.
That's right. They wrote four gospels there about what Jesus did on here in the earth, and said they never even touched what he did. Man. Said the books in the world couldn't contain what he did. And they had Peter, James, and John. They had Paul, Andrew, Matthew. But you know, they don't record a whole lot of what he did. But here 2,000 years later, I'm telling you tonight, Jesus said, I will build my church.
Yes.
And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Shall not prevail against
it.
Shall not. I'm in the church tonight.
Come on, brother. Yes.
How do I know I'm in that church tonight?
Because I've got the reassurance from there up there, yes, down inside of here. And there ain't nobody in the world can make me die. I know the night he came in.
Yes.
And I know he's here tonight.
Yes.
And it's been there from that night to this night.
Yes.
Never did leave.
Hallelujah.
Been there every time I went down to pray. He's always been there.
Yes.
Every time I went to church, he was there.
Hallelujah.
Every time I went home, he was there.
Yes.
Every time I laid down on my bed and sleep, he was there.
Yes.
Every time I got up in the morning, he was there.
Yes.
Hallelujah. 2,000 years have passed. The church is still standing today. Hell has not prevailed against it.
That's right.
And I'm in the church. Are you in the church tonight?
If you're in the church tonight, you're not bound.
Because everybody's in the church is free. They've been set free from sin. They've been delivered from sin. Sin no longer has any bondage over them.
Amen. That's it.
As I said last night, when they got saved, they took sin and buried it.
Yeah.
First of all, they crucified it openly, and then they took it down from there and they buried it.
Yeah.
They put it out of sight so as not to be seen anymore. And I'm going to suggest some things to you tonight when you go home. If you're earnest with God and you want deliverance in your home and in your life, I suggest you go to your magazine rack and throw out every ungodly thing.
Amen.
I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Amen.
I'm going to leave that between you and God. But I'll tell you one thing. If you've got a second thoughts about something, get rid of it. Amen. Go to your closets and clear out that which is ungodly.
Yes. Amen.
I'm not going to tell you what it is. Let God tell you.
Yes. Amen.
You make sure you pray about it.
Amen.
You go through your house and you start clearing out that which is ungodly.
Amen.
That's the start of revival.
Yes. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's the start of deliverance.
Yes.
You're showing God you mean business.
Amen.
Not only throw it out in the trash, but get it so far away from you, never can get it again. Glory, get rid of it. Get rid of it, I tell you. No worry, no more. You don't need it no more. If you're honest with God, you don't need it.
Amen, brother.
If you're in God's church, you're free. If you're not free, you're not in God's church.
Amen.
If you're not enjoying the blessing and the power and the Spirit of God, you're not free.
Come on, brother.
I'm preaching just as straight and just as simple as I can. And I want it that way. The gates of hell shall not prevail against it. What's this saying? That if you're in God's church and you're free, you're delivered.
Amen.
The devil cannot prevail against you.
Right.
Huh?
Amen.
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 The devil can't prevail against you.
No way.
He can't do it, Eddie.
Yeah. Lord.
He can't make you so sick that God can't set you free.
Amen.
Right. Come on. He can't get you so busted up in a car wreck that God can't heal you.
Amen.
He can't get your nerves so tore up that God can't set them free.
Amen.
We didn't get a messed up mind in any way. God gave us a pure and a sound mind.
Amen. Come on, man.
That's right. That's not a mind that's always concerned about everything in this world, but it's trusting God that He will do that which He has said He will do. He will perform it.
Yeah. Amen.
All right. Let me go. I'll try to hush.
Oh,
preach on the privilege.
Amen.
He can't prevail against us, Sister Moore. What's that mean? Let's give some of the good advices. Some of the good promises that go along with this. He said he would give us the desires of our heart. And there's a great number in here with lost children. How much do we desire to see them saved? He said the devil can't prevail against us. And that's our desires. How much do we want to see them saved? Amen. How much do you desire it? Do you desire it enough?
Supper time comes. I'm not hungry tonight.
When breakfast time comes, I'm not hungry. Oh, some of us that have been praying and seeking God for years and years and years, wanting the Holy Ghost, wanting sanctification, wanting a closer walk with God. Keys are a signification of authority. You can open it. You can close it. You can go in. You can go out.
Yeah. Man.
You've got the right to it.
Yeah.
They ain't nobody can say you ain't got the right. I got the key. I can go in.
Man.
Gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I got the key.
Man.
I can go in when I feel like it, devil. I can touch God when I want to touch God.
Yes.
I can reach out by faith and I can grab a hold of nothing and I can make it something right in front of His face.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's Bible.
Amen.
Amen. That's Bible.
Whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth. What does it say? What does it say? What does it say, Eddie? Shall be bound in heaven. If we'll bind it, God will see to it stays bound.
Yeah.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Oh, my pastor.
That's deliverance. You've got a headache, I see, say this. Headache, I bind you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
If you believe that, it's got to go. Because
yes.
God will back you up. If you don't believe it and your faith wavers, don't you expect your headache to leave. Man, it goes further than that. Whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth, what'll happen? Shall be loose in heaven.
Amen.
All right. Somebody comes in sick.
Yeah.
In the church. We lay hands on them, anoint them with oil as the word tells us to.
Yes.
Say, my brother, I loose you in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And you believe that and you accept that. Then God sets you free in heaven and there's nothing going to bind God up.
Right. Right. Amen.
Satan has prevailed against Him.
Right.
And if we read His Word, it can't prevail against us. Not only sickness, sin can't prevail against it. We have somebody come in that's lost and we pray for God to loose them. The devil can't do nothing but set them free. It is then up to their individual will whether or not they'll accept God. But the devil has to set them free to make that clear decision.
Amen.
You hear me?
Praise God.
We've let him by with that one for so long, I'm sick of it.
Come on, brother.
We can pray God will loose that man, he can make that decision in his right mind. And then if he rejects God, he's got his last chance.
That's it. Come on.
I told you this was something different tonight.
Good.
I'm going to close. If you want delivered tonight, I've given you some of the things to deliver you.
Yes.
I want you to come and pray tonight. Let us stand to our feet. The altar is now open. Everybody will come to pray. Let you pray.
eternal hell.
If you're in sin tonight, you're bound by the devil, and I want you to come and pray.
Lord, have mercy on us, the church of the living God, tonight, Lord. God, I pray
you to come and pray
tonight. Us free, God, for we can effectively work and pray, sing, shout, cast down the glories of God into our souls, oh God. Lord, God, as you know that you're able to bless, oh God, to lose us tonight, to come for God, that set us free. Church of the living God tonight, God, my precious mother, God, my uncle Leo, God, my grandmother, my dad, Ricky, and Alan, Mike, and all my lost loved ones, God, God, I know that thou art so able tonight, God, to loosen and set them free in the name of Jesus Christ, the man, oh God, that God, that you take us as a church of the most high, God, back to the old time landmarks of God tonight, God, that thou would establish us tonight, O God, that thou would build us and rebuild us, God, that thou would tear down the wood tonight, O God, in Jesus Christ's name of man, O God, Lord God, we know that thou art so capable of God, that it gives what we need for the living word of God. God, make thyself clear for us tonight, God. God, we lift our hands up for the Lord world tonight, God. Asking you, God, at the Lord Jesus, down deep into our souls tonight, God. My God, my God, my God, my God. God, we shout down these old hours, God. God, we lift up our hands at these old hours. God, we used to draw down these vows, O God. But now, my God, in Jesus Christ's name of prayer, O God, God, lift us up as a church of the living God. Jehovah, have fire tonight, God. God, don't let us make it, God. But God, we humble ourselves down under the mighty hand of God tonight, God.
Glory, glory, glory.
I live in God tonight, God. I got red on Christ, God. My precious friend of boyhood days, oh God. God, I pray, God, that thou wilt set him free tonight, oh God. That thou wilt release him tonight, oh God. In Jesus Christ's name, the Master, oh God. My God, my God, my God. Most High God, on our backs tonight, O God, that God that we might cry out upon you, God tonight, O God, that Lord God, that thou would lift us up, God, to a higher plane and a higher plan, O God, that in the Holy Ghost of God, O Lord, that God, we praise your name tonight, O God, that thou would lift us up and set free tonight, O God, that my
enjoyed this sermon tonight.
Oh, yes.
Amen. It was good. You know the reason it was good? It was biblical.
Amen.
It was.
He put a few excerpts in there, but it was right along with the Word. Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you what, we're having a revival. Amen. We're having a revival, if they're not but a few of us. Praise the Lord. I want you to come back tomorrow night, bring a friend, tell someone about it, get on the phone, do something to encourage somebody to come to church, bring a lost person. You might say, well, I know a drunkard down the street and said he needs the Lord. Well, see if you can get him this away. And I believe, amen, God will amen, just save him. But the most of all, that you need to be concerned about your own well-being. Amen. Your own soul. As I told a boy the day I testified to him just a short time, he didn't have much time, and I said, if you gain the whole world and you lose your soul, what have you profited, or what would man give in exchange for a soul?
Amen.
If you just gain it all out there, you lose the most precious thing about you.
Amen.
It's your soul.
God helps.
Tell you, if I wasn't saved, I would never leave this church till I found Jesus.
Amen. That's right.
Because I know what's up ahead. But see, people's not saved, they don't see what's up ahead.
Amen. That's right.
They don't understand what's coming.
Amen. Amen.
A lot of times they don't understand what's going on around them. Amen?
Amen.
Tell you what, I work with a man that's here tonight that has a lot of pressure and load on him. And I admire him so much because he stands for Jesus. You know? As much pressure as he's got on him, there's not very many of us could ever be able to take it. Amen. I admire him. I'm just hoping and praying that he'd be close. And I said I'd have one or two testimonies every night. Brother Winston, Sister Barbara done testified, you testified tonight.
He said, I thank the Lord for what he used to
praise God. Amen. You know, if that is our desire, and I believe it's in chapter 37 of Psalm, he said he'd give us our heart's desire.
Yes.
His brother was talking about getting that old stony heart out. Tell you what, let God put a heart of love and compassion in there. When he takes that old heart out and get all the ungodly and all the rubbish, cleanse it good, places it back there, you're a new creature. You don't like them things you used to do. You won't do them things you used to do. You'll do new things. You will clean them clothes, brother.
Amen.
You will clean them magazine racks.
Hallelujah.
You will cut off that ungodly television set when there's something wrong with that. You will do something about your life and your homes that the atmosphere of the Lord can be there. The reason that is the Lord's Spirit's not in the home, not in the church, in a lot of places, is because God's not invited.
Amen.
And one other thing, because God's not coming into a house, it's not coming.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
He's just not going to dwell there. Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? No unclean thing shall dwell therein.
Amen.
So remember that. Not going to dwell there. It's got to be cleaned up. Heart's got to be clean. We got a heart surgeon tonight. Surgeon, and that is King Jesus. He can take that old heart out and just cleanse it.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord and put you a new heart.
Amen. New heart.
Praise the Lord. And I believe the Lord wants to do that, brother.
Sheena alabas. Sheena
alabas. The Lord wants to give somebody a new heart. Change their mind.
Oh, yes.
To that pure mind.
Come on.
But they begin to think on pure things.
Amen. Come on.
Pure. Something on the Bible. All right. Praise the Lord. Run.
I'd like to stay in place for my uncle because I'm concerned about him. Well, it's all in love, but same rock with you.
Yes. Now, before we do, I like to say, and I want to say this well ago, you know, the Lord saved people from Indiana, don't you? Brother, I know you saved. I believe you save others from Indiana, too. And I believe you save some from San Mateo, don't you? Amen. He's going to save people here in San Mateo. Amen. I tell you what, the fire is burning now. It's burning in my heart. Amen. Praise the Lord. Come on, brother. Let's pray for you and then we'll.
Uncle Leo. Uncle Leo, so.
Yes.
All kinds of cancer.
Yes. Ronnie, I know that you believe that God can deliver him.
That's what you do.
I know you
believe that anything you can do.
Hey, Brother Fouts, you want to pray. James said, if there are any sick among us, let us call for the elders of the church. All right, Sister Barbara. All right, Brother Caldwell. Sister Woods. Brother Woods. Brother Winston. Sister Moore. Said, let us call for the elders of the church. We're going to obey the Lord. We're going to believe God's going to deliver us from cancer. Amen. Come on. Amen. Obey the Spirit.
Praise the Lord.
James said, if there are any sick among us, let us anoint them with oil. Hallelujah. Prayer of faith shall save the sick in the name of Jesus. Lord, touch this cancerous heart and remove this pain. In the name of Jesus we pray.
Jesus.
Oh,
God, have your way, Jesus. Hallelujah.
And I'm going to share it with you what I'm going to preach on. And Brother Faust, I feel the Lord want me to preach this Sunday morning, and Brother Faust done asked me to preach Sunday morning. I don't usually butt in, but he said he felt led. I want you to think on this between now and Sunday morning. And this one scripture in St. John's, the 6th chapter and the 28th verse. And I want you to really think about it. Think hard. Then said they unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? I want you to get that. Then said they unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? And I underlined that tonight, Brother Phelps, and when he was preaching, I just felt like the Lord wanted me to use this. And if I preach it, I'm sure he's going to let me use it. I don't usually tell this beforehand, but I feel like that God is going to let us know what it's going to take for us that we be able to work them works. You say amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let us all stand. Let me say again, we're delighted to have each of you. Delighted to have our sister here tonight. And we hope and pray that we have been a blessing, and the church has been a blessing, and Brother Phelps' message has been a blessing to you. We'd like to welcome you back again. And praise the Lord and invite your friends. Revival tomorrow night at 7:30, Sunday morning Sunday school at 10, 11 o'clock worship, Sunday evening at 6:30. And come. We have a good staff of Sunday school teachers, and they're doing a fine job. Bless your heart. And Brother Woods, I'm helping you out now. He's a Sunday school superintendent, and bring as many as you can. He said, load up a car or a bus and bring somebody to the church. Let's get these burdens on our lives so we can win others to Christ.
Amen.
Tonight, we're going to add Sister Moore to dismiss us from this service. Sister Moore.